Oh, that might be the vibe right now, but it's on a different line, so we can't tell. What do you think, Nick? You think that's the vibe?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say. And we can't pick up the phone and find out.
Ask them what their vibe is.
Yeah, let's put them on the phone and see.
Ask them what their vibe is.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this the vibe?
What do you think?
There you go. Roscoe. What the hell's going on, guy? You there?
But...
No, oh, that's it.
Hello?
Yeah, we missed you somewhere.
What's going on?
I see the fader accidentally sort of fell down. It fell down. I didn't accidentally push it down.
Uh-huh.
Shoot.
So, hey, what's swinging today? It's a nice day, so you know you guys can wail.
If you're a penguin.
No, I mean, well, as Ted Nugent would say, this is fine weather for the white man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I'm just into my demotivation mode, as I usually get to about this time of the show.
There's a lot of brunch rangers out there today.
Yes.
The brunch folks. I went to that place on 9th again, you know, the new Polish place.
On 9th Street?
Well, it's on 1st in between 10th and 9th.
Oh, right, right.
They're pretty good, but they were busy today. It was full of people in black clothes, and
clean black clothes.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it's hard to get your check out of those people.
Well, I imagine there's a Polish joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, is Dan out there?
No, I'm here. This is How Loud and Lonesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's out there?
Just me. Nitro Nick is running around back here. I got him working on carts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's a solo hound flight.
Wow.
I gave everybody the week off. But Lil Bruce had to go down to Virginia and talk his brother into a drug rehabilitation program.
Uh-huh.
Probably not supposed to say that on the air, but don't tell anybody, Roscoe.
Yeah, I won't tell anybody. It's just, I know he's been borrowing a lot of money, his brother.
So, what'd you do last night?
I
tried to leave a message that when I went to that supposed get-together for our pal Lindsey Hutton, he wasn't there and there was nobody I knew there.
Well, I was very thankful for the message.
Oh, you did get the message.
I did get the message, and
oh,
I didn't
good.
Go there. I went to the Jones for a while, which was kind of fun. You know, kind of did that thing, went over to 2A, and that was pretty good, you know, there. Correct music and whatnot, but I couldn't stay till the gates came down. I just couldn't do it. What'd you do, Mr. Hound?
Mr. Hound, what did I do last night?
Yeah.
I attacked the bottle of NyQuil, took some Valium, and passed out.
There you go.
I was in, I don't know. I'm just
the kind of sleaze that puts your mind at ease.
February just, it just sort of hits me the wrong way. If there's one thing I hate worse than the holidays, it's February.
Well, just be glad you're not in L.A. and during the rainy season.
Oh, yeah.
It rains the whole month of February.
Rain through the smog.
Raining through the smog.
So was there a vibe yet or not? I can't remember.
I don't know. It's, you know, it's like I figure that it's the vibe is that it's cold and it's a nice day, so it's a toss-up whether or not, you know, like your listeners are at home because it's cold or if they're out walking around because it's the first sunshine in a few days. Or that I've seen. I guess I've just been inside all in the studio with no windows.
Yeah, no sun. I haven't seen any sunshine. I was actually out. I've been out there.
And so that kind of vibe, mixing the live Del Lords thing. At Jersey City, for as close as it is, it's a nightmare to get there. I don't know how people do it.
Path train?
Well, the path train, and then it's another $5 cab or something, you know?
Oh, to what different part of Jersey City?
Yeah.
Huh? Is that where you're mixing your record?
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy, the studio owner there...
Mixed in Jersey City by Vinny and the boys.
Yeah, Vinny and these guys actually...
Kind of a package deal, the record promo guys that throw the mix in for free.
Right, this guy Nicky, who runs the place.
Yeah.
He came in with one of the, you know, like you get in the studio grind and you're in there for 12 hours and you're working all the time, you're looking at the same guys, and, you know, occasionally we've had nice things done for us, but this guy walked in... And right at 1 o'clock in the morning when you're really starting to get like, oh no, you know, we got another 3 or 4 hours of this and it's really getting insane. This guy walks in with one of the most thoughtful care packages I've ever seen. He walks in, he's got a bag and it had two six-packs of Classic Bud, a six-pack of Classic Coke, three pints of Haagen-Dazs, and a bag of hooch.
Wow.
And it was like, what did you say your name was? Thanks a lot, mister. We sure like your studio, even though it's hell to get to.
Yeah, that makes it almost worth going to Jersey City for.
Yeah. It was good. It's three different flavors. Vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate chip.
Wow. I mean, the double fudge gross.
Yeah, it was kind of a Jersey Neapolitan.
Woo!
But where's your echo? You know, you guys. Oh, there you go. I like that.
Going for the subtle approach today.
Uh-huh. Subtle.
Yeah.
That's good. So what's I haven't been listening to the whole show. What's tonight's agenda?
I missed the first hour. What is tonight's agenda?
Yeah, is there any, you know, any stuff that you're announcing that's happening?
Tonight at Hank's Crystal Palace are the Reverb Mofos. You know, Mr. Bubbles, the guy that used to hang out at No Say No, his band.
He's in the Reverb Mofos?
Yeah, with Bob's Drive-In. I don't know who they are, but they called here. And over at the Strip is the Rat Bastards and the Creatures, if you want to experience the Roots Rock Nightmare crowd.
Which, what's the Hound's recommendation on those two?
Out of those two?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always like to know where the Hound's going to be so, like, listeners can know in case they want to go and buy the Hound a drink, you know?
I would say, like, take a nap until 2 in the morning and then try The Great Jones followed by 2A.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's a vibe. That's sort of your
It's a February thing. I'm not going to try to like come up with any new entertainment ideas at the end of February when spring rolls around, and maybe I'll get adventurous, but right now just getting through it and finding a quiet place to get trashed is all I can hope for.
February. What happens in February? Oh, the president thing, right?
Well, it just gets cold and horrible and everything goes wrong.
Yeah. Well, my vibe is just to try to endure this February thing until it gets to March, and then, you know, maybe the Blue Jays will have some new songs and we can all...
You're playing on this Blue Jays gig Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
Those are the nights I like to go out. I like to go out like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights.
Well, you know, it used to be great when... No Say used to be open on Monday, right?
They closed on
Sunday.
Sunday was our rest day.
Right, but Monday, that's a professional night. I really like to go out on Monday.
You know, yeah, no sense in having to go out there and deal with working stiffs. We're not pretending like we're Bruce Springsteen, are we?
Yeah, right.
Guys without jobs.
That's the only way you can wear fancy white cowboy boots.
It's the only way you can be an entertainer.
An entertainer.
You need to think about entertaining people, and you can't do that when you're slaving over you know, stock market look exchange thing.
And that's what we are, Hound. Even though, as you said this week in a burst of insight, that people are working very hard to ignore us.
Yeah, we've been in people's faces all year.
But don't you think it's wonderful?
I think it's wonderful when we get paid for it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, when they get into like a major tax bracket, then I'll really get in people's faces.
Well, Howard Stern has just about had it, so, you know, you never know.
Yeah, I heard him get smacked the other day.
Well, that's good. He deserves it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people are on his case, you know, his thing's getting a little old. I was reading somebody was...
He's real desperate because his ratings are down, so he's whining a lot and,
yeah,
like, trying to be nice to people, which makes him much more boring.
And Robin seems to stop him whenever he's headed for a real rant.
But she looks cute in that wig.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have the total skinhead thing. She looks good.
What do you mean? You seen her with the wig off?
Yeah, remember she used to have the real short hair?
Oh, yeah?
Now she's got the long hair. She looks better.
So what do you think about these Grammys?
Well, it was better than the Village Voice Rock Critics poll, I guess. I mean, at least they were like sort of, you know, they're supposed to be ridiculous and stupid. I like that Jethro Tull won a heavy metal Heavy Metal Award. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, Lita Ford goes, all right, man. No, but, yeah, the Village Voice thing, I think.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, Tracy Chapman and Public Enemy, I don't know any black people that like either one of those.
Public Enemy, it's
not enough to hate white people. I mean, we all hate white people, but it's just not good enough anymore. You got to come up with hating white people and something else.
Public Enemy I don't understand that.
They're like, for white rock critics who feel real guilty about themselves, they're like a rap group from Long Island, but they're not too... The kids on 11th Street, those kids in the junior high school, don't like Public Enemy. They like the real brutal stuff. The non-busy stuff. They don't want to hear the political thing.
Spoonie G. They don't want to hear about Farrakhan.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear any of that stuff. But the Village Voice, I don't know. I think, you know, maybe you got that Lou Reed record where he rags on Christgau in there?
No, but I got a good Bob Christgau story. You know, he adopted a child about a year or two ago.
Where, in, like, India for 18 cents a day?
I don't know. But the reason why he did that is because him and his babe couldn't have kids because his sperm swims backwards. Now, if your sperm swam backwards, where would it end up, Roscoe?
In his head.
Right. I rest my case on the rock critics.
Uh-huh. Well, so, I know. God, I don't know. I just, you know... I could go on and on and on. That guy, who knows? All of those rock critics.
Yeah. Well, you know what David Lee Roth says?
Rock critics like Elvis Costello because rock critics look like Elvis Costello.
Right.
Okay, Hound, well...
What is that sound we know and love?
Oh, I'll get to it, and we'll see you at the appointed places. For all you listeners, get out there and buy some drinks.
You know, Roscoe's broken.
Yeah, and tell us what you think. We care, right. But we'll listen if you buy us a drink.
Right.
Just don't ask me if it's any good. Bye-bye.
Roscoe. Space Vibe from Hell.